Yo, what's poppin'? It's Kendrick Lamar, you dig that.
MyMP3Pool.com. You already know what it is, your boy DJ Mustard.
Turn your radio up, please. Turn your radio up.
MyMP3 Pool All-Star Mix Series. Joseph Get Right, and I'm back again. This time with easily the smiliest dude I've ever seen in my life. My homeboy, DJ Kid Conrad. What up?
What up? What up? What up?
How you doing, Mr. Las Vegas local?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, summer heat is definitely taking a toll.
I know.
But, you know, it's something you just got to power through. You never get used to it, though.
This summer in Vegas has been kind of crazy because it's been like at least triple digits like for the last two months now, right?
Yeah. It's been real brutal. I don't know what's going on, but... Oh, God. I mean, pool season.
Pool season. The music is what gets us through it, right?
Yeah.
So, first, thanks for dropping a mix on me. You are another guy. Not everybody's like this, but, you know, I call you up and I say, yo, can I get a mix from you, man? I got this thing I do. It's this little podcast we do at Miami Dude Pool. And you're like, no problem.
Easy.
Yeah. So why don't you run us through what you put on it, how you did it, and stuff like that.
So I wanted to just play some new stuff, a lot of records that I have been playing in the clubs, but also since you told me, you know, I can do whatever I want, you know, whatever floats my boat in it. So I just kind of put some newer stuff that I've been listening to and that some stuff I haven't been able to play in the club. So that's why I kind of really wanted to get it out there.
Okay.
Kind of share it around.
Okay. What's one of your favorite tracks that's on the mix?
Actually, you know what? The first record leading into it is called Damn You Fine. And I love it. It's just like it's kind of that newer trappy, like you know, like that Benzy vibe, like the girl traps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a vibe like that.
And, yeah, I like how it started out. There was a... I got to ask you this after we're done with all this, but I think it was around like 20 minutes. There was a track on there that I got to get from you too. But yeah, cool mix. I definitely enjoyed it and everything. Everybody get out there and take a listen to it. I'm at Kid Conrad, Las Vegas local. Grew up here, right?
Born and raised.
Let's start from the beginning, baby Conrad.
Yeah, born and raised. I just turned 30 in March.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've lived all over the city. My mom kind of moved us around. You know, we've lived in like the hood parts. We've lived in, you know, some of the better parts.
Nigga, we made it.
Yeah, basically. Exactly.
Y'all don't know, my man Conrad has this drop that he plays and it says exactly that.
Nigga, we made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, man, that's how I feel.
Okay, well, all right, so that also leads me to a question. We have a ton of DJs that obviously listen to this podcast. You're a really busy dude in Vegas. You know, part of us scheduling this even was like, yo, I got a double shift today, I got a double shift tomorrow, I had a double shift 2 days ago, and I'm like, damn, for real? Okay, yeah. So what type of recommendations do you make or advice do you have to give, you know, to some of these cats that are like, want to come here to Vegas or even just get busier, you know, wherever they're at?
Right, dude, you know what? You know how people always, you know, they talk about their DMs and their DMs popping. My DMs is popping with dudes that want to play in Vegas. Like,
really?
When I get a DM, I swear to you, it's like 9 times out of 10. Like, yo, man, I know we don't know each other, but how how can I like get into the clubs? Da 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 da.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Slide up in the DM.
You know, but I tell everyone, you know, the same thing. A lot of networking, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies. But you know, when I got in, when Light Group was still running the show,
okay,
I literally had $200 to my name. I didn't have a car, and I literally won a battle that Pierce set up,
okay,
for a residency at Liquid,
okay,
and $1,000. I just happened to win it, and that's what I literally was playing once a week. That was it, like, and a couple of shifts here and there at Palms.
Yeah.
You know, they, from being at Liquid once a week, this is my fourth season there, by the way.
Yeah, and congratulations.
You know, thank you. But, you know, they just started to move me into some of the other little venues when they had, you know, chances. Like, I was in Deuce for a year. I was at Gold Lounge for a year.
Okay.
You know, before they, you know, eventually, like, just gave me a slot at the bigger clubs.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, you know, putting in the work like everybody else.
You paid, you
know,
your dues.
And I was playing in a little lounge, you know, for less than 100 people, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you get the call that they want to try you, you know what I mean? And for a lot of guys, you know, they want it really bad, which is dope. But, you know, even as bad as you want it, it still takes a while, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
There's no quick end for anybody.
Right. You know what I mean? Do you think that the main thing that they should take from it is that they need to put the work in, like, you know, be cool with the people and, and you know, send them your demos and, and stay on top of it?
You know, it's
persistency, basically.
Definitely. And, you know, making sure you stand out in your social media and how people can relate to you outside of just showing up and DJing. Like, it's dope to be good, you know what I mean? But we all know it's more than that now.
Right.
Know? It's not even necessarily who you know, but who knows you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That, you know, you want, if you were a club owner, you, and you have people texting you like, you know, what's going on tonight? You're like, oh man, I got my man Joseph Getright playing. And they know you. They're like, oh hell yeah, dude, that's where I want to go. Like,
right.
Oh, I've heard that name. That's where I want to go.
Right.
You know, even if you're dope and no one knows you, you know, it sucks, but that's, you know, that's what Vegas is, man.
Right. I've always tried to tell everybody to, you know, constantly put stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you touched on the social media stuff. Like, that's really, really big these days.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And definitely, you know, content is key. You know, you don't want to flood somebody. I know that there's guys out there that do a mix every week. You know what I mean? Like, and that's dope. But, you know, some people, you know, they follow more than one DJ. You know what I mean? So, like, hitting them with a new mix every week, you know what I mean? That's 60 minutes, you know what I mean, of someone's day that they got to take out, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's knowing when to push content and, you know, just kind of like staying fresh on everything. Like, I know some people think business cards are like a dead thing, but I think having a fly business card is like, is dope. Like, why wouldn't you want that? You know, stickers, I mean, you kill it on stickers,
You know what I mean? But I mean, like I said, I just try and, you know, I'm always trying to give somebody something.
Man, you know what I mean? Your brand, you know what I mean? And people take note of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And giving them something, you know what I mean? It's always something dope to do for somebody without like wanting something back. You know?
Right, right. All right, DJs, take note out there. All right. All right. So what's your favorite place to play then?
I mean, I've been at One Oak for 2 years.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna lie, man, it's my favorite. Like,
yeah.
I still love the system in there. I love where the booth is.
Okay.
And the thing about One Oak that I really like is, yeah, we have lighting, you know, but there's no fancy LED walls. There's no, you know, insane, crazy production. You know what I mean? Like, if you're there and you had a good time, it's because the music. Like,
right.
The music and you're that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
If you go to some of the other clubs, it's like, oh man, like the lighting was so crazy and I was staring at this wall for an hour. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
With One Oak, it's a box and lighting and music. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think that's really dope.
And you've played plenty of venues out here, but One Oak is the one.
It's one of those things that's just like, I don't know, it's just grown on me from being there for so long.
Right. It's your home.
Yeah. I love playing there.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you talked about how music, you know, is what drives you for your favorite venue. What do you drive around to right now these days? Like, what are you feeling?
You know what? This is where my Spotify is being used the most in my car.
Okay.
I have just some kind of random playlist that I've been playing, but album-wise, I've been listening to a guy named Skizzy Mars.
Okay.
He has a record called Alone Together, and it's just really dope. Like, it's I haven't looked that much into the guy, but it's the songs are relatable, and you know, that I think it's just different. Some stuff that I don't have to listen to like in the club all the time.
Right, and like you said, you play plenty, so hearing the same songs over and over and over.
Yeah.
So, but that was only one. You got to be riding around to more than one.
I mean, but usually
on repeat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a habit that I got from my mom. She would literally buy one tape and literally listen to the same song on repeat. And I swear to you, I'm talking about weeks on end.
Really?
Like, and I feel like that's just something that I like somehow acquired from her. Like, I'll find something that I like and literally beat the hell out of it.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Like every word, every little
every
breath.
Every word until I'm like almost sick of it. I'm like,
cool. Right.
but I listen to a lot of random playlists on Spotify. They have one called Genre Bender.
Okay.
And I listen to that a lot. It has a bunch of new, you know, random stuff. I have to look up the guy's name. Mm-hmm. This record called Just For You.
Uh-huh.
And I think the guy's name is Kamau. I don't know how to pronounce it. And it's really dope. Hold on, I hope I'm not playing it. Okay. It's called Just For You if you look at it.
Okay.
And it's a really funky record. The first time I heard it, I wasn't sure if I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't get enough of it.
Real?
Yeah.
What style is it? Man, see, this dude right now needs to thank you because he's getting a mad plug.
Yeah, I don't even. The guy's rapping, but it's like a really like thriving kind of beat.
Okay.
And like all like 808 it sounds like. And it's just really funky, man. It's hard to explain. Like, I'll show you.
Yeah, we'll have to. I'll have to take a listen after we get out of here.
But yeah, it's really dope.
You produce music?
Yeah, not a professional, but yeah.
Okay. What do you like to work on? First, tell them what DAW you like to work with.
I'm using Ableton. I originally started producing with Fruity Loops. This was like about 7 years ago. I learned that that program kind of throughout through my boy Shelco Garcia. Okay. Shout out to him.
Hey, Shelco Team Wolf,
my man. Yeah, I mean, I really like Ableton. Like, for me, I'm not the most efficient. You know what I mean? I'm still definitely learning. But it works for me, and I like to use some of the different the VSTs that I've acquired like over the years. Nexus is kind of like my go-to.
Mm-hmm. Well, what style of music do you like to do though? I mean, obviously, you know, we play open format. We were in a lot of Vegas clubs. Right. We play a lot of house music, a lot of hip hop, you know, a lot of top 40 pop dance stuff or whatever. But what do you like to work on?
Right. Right now I've been working on I really like the twerk kind of like 105 beats per minute, like the clubby records. I like working on stuff like that.
Okay.
I've made house records. I really like making disco house records.
Dope.
When I first
like
got
solid
in,
disco.
Yeah. When I first got it.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah. Those guys are sick. When I first got into production, I would go to the record stores just to get records to sample for disco house stuff.
Got it.
It's just been a minute. I haven't really, found anything. Like it used to be like quick, you know, like right. I'd hear something and be like, oh, I know I can flip that or something.
But, right.
I don't know. I guess maybe I just haven't had my ears open to it as much. Mm-hmm. Cause I've just been working on other stuff, but I really like making disco house.
You know, we talk pretty heavily about music and stuff like that. What's your take on, you know, what EDM is right now? Obviously you're talking about disco house and stuff, versus, you know, hip hop. Like, is there a battle, you know, for you, is there a battle between the two genres, or, you know, it doesn't really matter with an open format DJ?
Okay. For me, like, cause I still like, you know, there's EDM songs that I like, you know what I mean? I'd be lying to you if I told you that I don't like it. Mm-hmm. The thing with EDM, it's put DJs kind of like in this position to where, like, you know, obviously, you know, it's made it more appealing to more people, so more guys, more girls, whatever, they want to DJ and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know for the most part it's kind of like the lines between, you know, DJ and producer get kind of blurred,
right?
And I mean, I think there's always gonna be a place for it. Like it works at the pools, you know what I mean? Like it does, you know what right. I mean? And it still works in a club. It's just kind of put us in like this I guess predicament that you know, most clubs either want straight EDM.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I have to go and I have to listen to it, you know, for like yeah, 6 hours.
I think most of us are in agreement that, you know, if we got to be in a place and it's like, you know, 120 BPMs for a long stretch of time, it starts to get a little boring.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't care if it's like my favorite, you know, house DJ producer, whoever's right. playing, you know, I still like 6 hours. I'm like, I need to hear somebody cutting some something.
Right. You know what I mean? Or at least some tempo change. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to have something. You know?
Yeah. I want to go back to the beginning a little bit. Tell us how the name Kid Conrad came about.
So I was bussing tables at BJ's Brew House.
Okay.
This is in 2009, and I'm getting my feet wet. You know, I'm getting my equipment. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out, you know, a name. And I think the first name that I went with was DJ Square One.
Oh, okay.
And because, man, I like see how like I have these guys that reach out to me and ask me questions or whatever. I was literally trying to do that, like reach out to people, and like nobody would like give me the time to like you know,
help you with the DJ.
Hey man, come over. You can like, you know, mess with my tables a little bit. Like no, nothing.
Oh okay.
You know. So,
oh, you like, didn't. You never had like a mentor or nothing so, like that in that sense.
Yeah, no, not.
So, wow, like, crazy.
But I mean, don't get me wrong. I had my guys, my early guys that
right,
I listened
that helped.
To.
Yeah, yeah.
That definitely were around. But yeah, so I'm trying to come up with a name, and I ended up trying to use my full name, DJ Sean Baker, which
okay.
I didn't like.
Okay.
And
there's nothing wrong with that,
yeah,
right?
So I was sitting in my room, and I was talking to I was texting one of the servers from BJ's.
Okay.
And you know, we're just kind of shooting the shit, and she's like, You know, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm reading this book by this guy named Joseph Conrad.
Okay.
He's really dope. Like, you should look him up. Like, you know, he writes really, like, really, you know, she's really ecstatic about the way he wrote.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I look the guy up and I look around, you know, and I'm just reading some of like his accolades and like the stuff that people said about him.
Yeah.
And there were people that dubbed him the master of atmosphere because of how he wrote.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, that's really cool, man. And I always liked the name Conrad, but I thought DJ Conrad sounds too bland. And yeah. And actually, a little pet peeve of mine is when people call me DJ Conrad, it drives me crazy.
Oh, God.
It drives
me crazy. That's like when people call me Joe, because I hate that name.
It drives me crazy. Yeah. But
your first name is Joseph, guys. Joseph.
Yeah.
Got it? Got it.
So I'm sitting there in my room, and I'm like, man, Conrad. And then literally Kid popped in front of it. I don't know how. And I was like, Kid Conrad. I was like, all right, that sounds kind of cool. And I was like, all right, like, you know, like when you DJ, you maintain the atmosphere. Like,
yeah.
So like, you know, it's like a junior version and like a different medium.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. I'm like, and then like I went to work the next day and I was like, what do you think about Kid Conrad? And she was like, I love it. It's great. And
really?
I was like, all right, cool. I think I'm just going to run with it. And I just ran with it.
That's dope. And that's a cool little story, man. I like that. It actually made, well, cause, and then, you know, if people didn't know Joseph Conrad, you gave him the, you know, he was the master of atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that's what you are now, One Oak, and, you know, all the places you play, you know, as busy as you are, you know? So if you weren't a DJ, what do you think you would be today? And you told me, you know, off air, you know, you were actually you're thinking about being a pro skater.
Yeah, that's from when I was 14 to when I was 24, like skating was my life. Like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, like once I hit like 21, it kind of started to like slowly, it was like not skating as much.
He found girls.
Yeah.
Just kidding, guys.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And girls come with money. So like, you know, so I'm like, yo, man, like, I don't have either right now.
Right.
I'm like, you know, and skating is fun. Like, I love it. I actually still follow a lot of, you know, skating pages, like, on Instagram. And, like, I still love skating. And if it wasn't for skating, I can't imagine being, like, as diverse of a person or even knowing, you know, as many people as I know, because it was such a big part of my life. And, like, that was something that, like, I was looking for. And, If I was still like good at it, yeah, I'd probably be doing that, or I'd be like behind the scenes, like filming videos, or you know, doing the editing like I used to.
Okay, awesome. Most likely. So if you weren't a DJ, you would probably be a pro skater,
or in that, yeah, in that kind of that realm.
Hey, I mean, you found your other calling, yeah. You know what I mean? You're a DJ, you're, you know, you're successful, you work all the time. Okay, so I play this. I don't know. This I think I've interviewed maybe three or four of the homies now, and you know, I play this game, quote unquote. I have yet to name it, but basically, it's 60 seconds of a bunch of questions, and I need you to answer them as quick as you can. First thought, first one that pops in your head, you need to answer. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right. All-time favorite equipment mixer.
Equipment mixer. Probably Pioneer 900.
Okay. Favorite genre to spin.
Definitely hip hop.
Favorite sport?
Basketball.
Favorite team?
I have to go with the Lakers.
The Lakers! Yeah! All the Lakers guys out there. Shout out to Kobe. Okay, Nike or Adidas?
Oh, God. Adidas right now.
Okay, are you you buy shoe guy or are you buy clothes guy?
Right now, I'm in the midst of shoe guy, for sure.
Okay, night owl or morning person?
Definitely a night owl.
Okay, Serato Scratch Live or Serato DJ?
Scratch Live.
Scratch Live.
Scratch Live.
Good old staple.
Only a goodie, man. Yeah, man. If it's not broke, CDJ, don't fix it.
Exactly. CDJs or turntables?
Turntables.
Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation 4.
Nintendo or Sega Genesis?
Oh, God.
Are you old enough for that?
Yeah, I love Nintendo, man.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
Okay. Burgers or pizza?
Pizza.
And I know we don't want to hear this question ever because I did the pool today. You did the pool yesterday, right?
Yeah.
For the last 2-3 days, I think. Hard alcohol or beer?
Oh, man. Hard alcohol.
Hard alcohol?
Yeah.
What kind?
I like shots of like Peach Ciroc or sometimes I'm in a Jameson mood.
I'm throwing you under the bus right now. DJs, if you want to hang out with him, man, buy him a shot. All right, talk radio or music radio? Like?
I like music radio.
This one throw you for a loop. Folk music or country music?
Country music.
Okay. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke. I actually did the Pepsi challenge, and it's hard as a motherfucker.
Really?
It's hard, but I do prefer
Coke. I've never done it, but I probably could figure it out, man.
Yo, I swear I thought I could. It's hard. I missed it the first one, but I do prefer Coke.
Really?
If I had the choice.
Nice, man. All right. Yo, just so you guys know, man, Kid Conrad is seriously one of the most humble guys. And the reason I said that earlier was he's always smiling in his pictures. He's always smiling when he's at work. I mean, he's having a good time with his life. And, you know, anything that he said to you today, he's sincere about. So, you know, any advice that he had said and you really want to get places, that's the guy right there. All right. Thank you for being here today.
No doubt. Always, man.
And I appreciate you taking the time to sit here with me.
Oh, man. Thanks for having
me. My MP3 Pool All-Star Mixer. Oh, give him your Instagram, you know, Snapchat, you know, all that stuff, because it's important.
Yeah. All my stuff is at Kid Conrad. On everything. Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Nigga, we made it.
Nigga, we made it.
Yeah. All right, My MP3 Pool All-Star Mix Series. Yo, thank you again. Joseph, get right here. It's at My MP3 Pool, mymp3poolonline.com. Thank you again.
Hey, man. No doubt.
My MP3 Pool All-Star Mix Series.